Howdy, folks. You know, the old-fashioned grandma never could remember where she left her glasses. Nowadays, she leaves them right where she empties them, I think. This is Pat Buttram for Delicious Double Mint Chewing Gum with Just Entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, it's Just Entertainment. No strings attached. Whatever happened to string savers, anyway? Everybody saved string when I was a boy. I don't know. Anytime Grandpa caught me throwing away a piece of string, I remember I got a good telling off. The old folks said you'd never amount to a row of pins if you didn't save string. If you threw it away, you were a wastrel. Didn't know the value of a dollar. Bound to come to no good end. Every piece of string that came into the house was tied together, you know, and wound into a ball. And the way they saved string in our house, you'd think they were planning a mass hanging or something. Yeah, they saved everything in those days. Strings, pins, nails, corks, empty bottles, empty cans. Why, it wasn't anything to look up on the shelf and see a succotash can full of axle grease sitting there. And nobody ever threw away an empty flour sack. Now, the women folks used to wash them out and bleach them and make house dresses out of them. Half the time when you saw a flour sack, you weren't sure if it was full of flour or female. They never threw anything away. Socks were darned so much that well, most of the time we were wearing more darn than socks. Yeah, a man's reputation as a good dresser wasn't so much the material in his suit, it was how colorful were the patches on his pants. yes, sir, folks were thrifty in those days. And don't get the notion I'm selling thrift short. Thrift made America. Yes, sir. The difference between 50 cents and a dollar is thrift. And remember, you heard that first on this program. Well, you can also tell people you heard Buttram say that chewing healthful double mint gum after every meal helps keep your teeth clean. Now, this may not be the first time you've heard that, but, you can count on it being a fact. So chew double mint after every meal for cleaner teeth, will you? But maybe I'm getting too thrifty with our music here, so let's spend a little of it, huh? The Jack Halloran Quartet singing Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine is through, there's only one thing to do. Just wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. World of your king for a day, say. Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap up your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away.
Your castles may tumble, that's fate after all.
Life's really funny that way.
There's no use to grumble, just smile as they fall.
Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap up your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Dream your troubles away.
If you'll notice, the newspapers are always printing Oh, by the way, that is good singing, boys. Thank you. You got to cotton to these singers. They'll clam up on you if you don't. But the newspapers are always printing stories about how the home is where most accidents occur. And now there's a long story in the Chicago Daily News by Joseph Wersch. The headline says, "Home can be a deadly place." And he tells of 20 places where danger lies in the home, such as poor electric wiring and loaded firearms and newly waxed floors. And it's obvious that Mr. Wersch has done a lot of research on this subject, but he hasn't mentioned the most deadly hazard in the house. It's that stair step, third from the top. The one that always squeaks when I'm getting in late from a lodge meeting or something. I don't figure much bigger at the lodge meeting than I do at home either. I got no fancy titles or anything. I keep wishing they'd call me vice president in charge of double mint gum or something, but they keep saying, no, don't ham it up, just chew it. I will, too. I hope you will, too. Right now, the Buttram Symphony would like to stir your memory with an old and beautiful melody, Danny Boy. Listening to Just Entertainment here, and what's coming up to entertain you right now is Buttram Bonus Time. Now, today for our extra special Buttram Bonus, I'm going to tell you what the well-dressed man should wear. What I'm going to do is to lay out a wardrobe for the average man, you see. Now, in the first place, this has to be a small wardrobe because there isn't any closet space around the house to speak of after your wife gets through hanging up her clothes. That's a very peculiar thing. You know, wives are forever saying they have nothing to wear. No, sir, nothing to wear. And I defy a man to find a spare hook in the clothes closet to hang his coat on. I'd say the first garment that a man needs to get himself along about this time of year is a flannel nightgown. Now, some folks argue that pajamas are snazzier, but, they forget that when a man goes to bed, he's not supposed to be dressed like a toastmaster at a banquet or something. Now, when he gets up in the morning, a man needs a suitable attire, like, for instance, a shirt and a pair of pants. Unless he's a swimming coach, in which case I recommend a pair of swimming trunks. See? Now, as far as suits of clothes are concerned, all a man needs is two. One for every day and one Sunday go-to-meeting suit. And when it comes to shoes, I say, wear a pair. Yes. Well, to me, a man without shoes is like a zebra without stripes. or a TV set without a Western on it. The well-dressed man will also keep a supply of men's toiletries handy, a jar of lard to slick his hair down, and some beeswax for his mustache, and some rose water and glycerin, you know, to sort of make him smell good. Oh, one thing more. For formal affairs, always carry one of those walking sticks with a sword inside of it, you know. Well, that'll get you a reputation as a wit, because you can always tell folks you're dressed to kill. See? Oh, that's our Buttram bonus for today. Now, I might add, of course, that the well-dressed man or woman always should carry a package of delicious double mint. Well, a package, you know, won't show in your purse or your pocket, but I'll tell you, the ease and contentment will show in your manner. Chewing healthful double mint, it's so relaxing and satisfying. Well, now it's Paula Richards and When You're Smiling.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, be happy again, keep on smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing, just be happy again, keep on smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling, the whole world smiles, the whole world smiles, the whole world smiles with you.
Well, I tell you, when you're smiling, you'll be all the more attractive if your teeth are nice and clean. And chewing delicious double mint gum after every meal helps them stay just that way. Be sure to buy some today, you hear? This is Pat Buttram, and, you know, I understand the new cars have four speeds. First, second, third, and you'll be sorry. Bye now. We'll see you tomorrow.
America listens most to the CBS Radio Network. Thank you.